Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was surprised that my son called, but it was a great surprise. Now I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Kristen Freeland. Welcome, Kristen.
Hey, Mom. Antoine's here, too.
Oh, Antoine, that's my son-in-law. You guys know I mentioned him yesterday. I was talking about the military. He doesn't know this, but when we were saluting the folks in the military, I gave him a shout-out and his mother, your mother-in-law.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well,
absolutely.
We wanted to call and say congratulations and happy retirement. We know it's the end of an era, but selfishly, we are so excited and ready for you to get to Atlanta.
So I asked your brother this question, you know, I mean, is it weird? I mean, because I do feel like you guys kind of grew up in a spotlight. I mean, I guess the beauty of being in Atlanta is nobody knows you're Lynn Hayes Freeland's daughter.
That is true, although I had a meeting this week and I told them about you being a news reporter and everybody was on Google looking you up afterwards. But yeah, it's different. No one here says, "Aren't you the news lady's daughter?" So
yeah, exactly. Well, I just, you know, I am so grateful that you and your brother stopped by because I feel like I have talked about you guys. You know, the radio audience is kind of different. The TV folks have seen you all since the early For Kids' Sake shows. Yeah, I don't know if I should even bring those up, but you guys were on TV probably
really?
From the. Well, I mean, you know, what were you, like three when we went to, I forget, there was a play. It was a play. Oh,
yep,
Grease?
It was
it Grease?
Play.
Three
big teeth in my mouth is what I remember.
Yeah. That's such a cute video. But anyway, so I have talked about you guys. I do it consistently on the radio. Like I said, I just mentioned your husband, my son-in-law yesterday, and his mother, because we did a whole thing about the military yesterday. So it's just nice to be able for people to meet you, to hear you. And I appreciate you all taking the time to call today. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Any final words?
All right.
Yeah, we'll just be waiting for you, your future grandchild.
There you go. There you go. Was that your way of working that into the conversation, Antoine?
You know it.
Because that's the one thing I have not said on the radio yet. But now that you opened the door, I got 40 minutes to talk about it.
The best day.
There you go. So just announced on the radio that my daughter and her husband are expecting their first child. I feel like we need music there, but you all know I'm excited about it. So I'm glad it's out there now. I can talk about it openly. I appreciate you guys. I love you to the moon. And who's cooking the turkey for Thanksgiving?
You.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. All right, guys. Thanks. I appreciate you.
Bye.
So, all right. Take good care. This is, you know, again, it's just kind of nice to be able to share, you know, because I talk about them so much. And I, Antonio, do we have a producer on the phone? Okay. All right. So then let's go to, Stan in California. Stan is one of my loyal listeners who listens online every day and one of my oldest friends. And I'm just glad to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I know I've told you many times I was going to call in, and I apologize that I wait until your last day to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't let this day pass without calling to congratulate you on your success over the years. I mean, you turned me on to jazz way back during your WDUQ days. So I've been following you for a long, long time, and I don't know what I'm going to do now. Working from home part of my day from 9 to 12 Pacific Standard Time was listening to Lynn Hayes Freeland. So now I have a three-hour void in my day, but I just want to tell you I've enjoyed you over the years. I've followed you online, and you have really set the bar high in Pittsburgh. Kudos to you and all the accolades that you received. You deserve that and so much more, and I just didn't want this day to pass without congratulating you on a job well done, and I wish you nothing but the best in your future endeavors.
Well, the good news is we've had so many first-time callers today, folks who have been listening for 3 years, and this is the first time they called in, so...